And now he raises your awareness because he's a celebrity. Mark Maron.
That's right. I abuse my celebrity status to go ahead and talk politics. All right, folks. Margaret Cho is a comedian. She is a phenomenon. She is spectacular and fabulous in all those words you apply to somebody like Margaret Cho. She has toured the country and the world with her numerous one-person shows. She is a star of several movies based on her shows. Notorious Cho, I'm the One That I Want, and Assassin, all available at MargaretCho.com. She wrote the film Bam Bam and Celeste, and now she's doing some other thing, the Sensuous Woman Review, and she's on the phone with us right now. How are you, Margaret Cho?
I'm doing great.
I'm so glad you're here. Say hello to your old friend Jim Earle.
Hi, Jim.
Margaret, is that you?
It's me.
Oh, man.
I'm getting all teary.
I know. I miss you.
Where are you?
I'm at home.
In Silver Lake?
Yes.
I thought you don't own the pink house, do you?
No. Oh,
okay. Because I used to, like, when I first learned that you lived in Silver Lake, I would drive by the reservoir and I'd be like, I wonder which one Margaret lives in. And there used to be that pink house there. You remember that bright pink house?
Yeah, I guess so. Yes. Very pink.
That wouldn't be you.
No.
I don't know who the house that is. So what the hell's going on? It's been a while since I saw you. Now there's this Sensuous Woman Review. What is that about?
Sensuous Woman. It's the show that I'm doing. It's at El Cid.
Uh-huh.
It's tomorrow. It's the third Wednesday of every month.
At El Cid tomorrow night. Oh, that's good. We might actually be able to get some people out there. That's kind of a weird old place, El Cid.
I know. You know, it was built by D.W. Griffith.
No.
In 1914.
Really?
I think for intolerance.
It was built with the money he made from his racist film?
Yes. It was built so that, I think, for a set.
Uh-huh.
And it's amazing. It's amazing. This show is, like, amazing. And what I wanted to do is do this show that was, like, because I'm a dancer. I think I told you that.
You are a dancer?
I'm a belly dancer.
I had no idea that you were a belly dancer. When did this happen?
I started belly dancing a few years ago.
Are you really good at it?
I'm really good at it.
Can you make the things jingle?
Yes, all the things.
Oh, man.
And but then I wanted to do a show that kind of so showcased some of the talent that I had come across in my dancing travels. And
So
put together all these different dancers.
Like from where? What do you mean from your travels?
Oh, well, I've been all over the world dancing as well as doing comedy.
Wait a minute. So Margaret Cho comes into town. Mm-hmm. She's in, let's say, Sweden, doing a big show in Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Margaret Cho belly dances. Are you saying that? That you actually...
Yeah.
What?
No. Yeah.
Now, is this for, like, mainstream audiences or just the belly dancing crowd?
Well, for the belly dancing crowd. But actually, the show isn't really a belly dance show because... It's much more fun now that it's actually a burlesque show.
Okay, so burlesque means there's some pasties and twirling boobies.
Twirling boobies, and it's amazing. I mean, it's an incredible, great, wonderful, fun evening.
You know, Margaret, I went to a burlesque show. You know, the other one, the one that you see around here in L.A. sometimes?
The Lucha Vavoom.
Yeah, I think that was it. And the woman who was in Faster Pussycat?
Yes. Yeah, Katana.
Right. She came out to do some breast work.
Yes.
And because she can twirl the pasties in opposite directions.
I can do that as well.
Oh. And
with your breasts?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, the problem was is that she's a little older now and she was having some trouble. And and she had to, you know, do it manually. And then one of the pasties came off. And it was one of the more painful moments I've experienced as an audience member.
Oh, no.
But I'm not judging what you do in any way. I just wanted to share that with you.
You know, she's a living legend, though.
Yeah, no, she was great. And I felt bad for her. I wish that that some sort of pasty roadie could have come out or done something or helped her out. No, she's I enjoyed the show. I enjoyed these things. And I'm gonna actually try to come to your show tomorrow night. Belly dancing, that's very exciting. They used to teach a belly dancing course at the gym that I used to work out in, and you could see into the studio right from the Stairmaster thing, from the treadmills. I had a very difficult time working out.
Well, you get distracted.
I'll say. So
it's very fun, though.
No, it looks great, and it looks healthy, and it's very enchanting, and it seems timeless to me. Now, what about, is there any comedy on the show?
There's comedy.
Like who?
There's
who's
going to
be on tomorrow?
There's a new girl. She's like my protege. She's so cute. Holly Bruckner.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another woman named Sean Polofsky, who I don't know, but I hear she's really good.
Okay.
And there's Liam Sullivan, who's a great comic he's a genius, and he makes short films, but he's performing as Kelly, his rock star Kelly,
uh-huh.
and the rapper, gay rapper extraordinary, MC Lisp.
MC Lisp?
MC Lisp
uh-huh.
is on.
Hey, what do you know about this guy, Anthony and the Johnsons?
Oh.
Do you ever listen to him? I just got, like, I watched some film, a Leonard Cohen tribute, and he was on it, and I'd never seen him before, and he's sort of a, I don't know what he is exactly, if he's a transvestite or transsexual or what, but what a haunting, weird voice. You should check him out.
Yes, it's kind of like a strange falsetto.
Yeah, it's like Roy Orbison and Boy George together.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I just wanted to know if you knew him or something.
No, I don't know him, but okay. Maybe he'll be on our show.
Yeah.
We have music, too. We have the Music Lovers, who's a great band from San Francisco who I just adore.
Okay.
And lots of stuff. I mean,
it sounds
an amazing
exciting.
Show.
It sounds great. And this tomorrow night at El Cid, that's Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get in or what?
Yes, you can.
There's going to be room?
There'll be room.
Only if you dance.
For you.
I'm going to sit right up front if Margaret Cho is going to belly dance.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm not belly dancing tomorrow. I'm stripping tomorrow.
I'll be on stage. I'll be on stage with a wad of ones, a wad of singles.
You're going to be stripping antique furniture?
People. I do a puppet act. My it's not just stripping. I strip and I actually manipulate puppets.
Whoa. Now, okay, so these puppets, are they connected to anything, or are they on your hands?
They're
or
on my hands.
Oh, okay, they're not breast puppets.
No.
Okay.
They're two cobras I got when I was in India. So they're my friends, and they dance with me.
They're not, okay, they're puppet cobras. You were in India?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, how long were you in India for?
I was only there for a few weeks.
Was it great? Did you get sick? Did you get stomach?
I got so sick.
Oh.
I was so sick the whole time that I don't even know what happened.
Really?
And it was like a hallucinatory experience. Like the whole time, I was so sick it felt like I was on acid.
I'm completely fascinated with India for culinary reasons. And I'm frightened to go there specifically because no one has ever said anything but, like, it's great after you get rid of the diarrhea.
Yeah, you get so sick. And I never really got rid of it. And I was sick probably for about a month after I came home.
That sounds like a great trip.
Yeah.
Oh.
It really stays with you. All of those bacteria really stay with
that's
you.
That's awful.
But it's beautiful.
Well, where what other exotic countries did you go to?
Did
you go to Thailand?
I've been to Thailand, yes.
Is that great?
I think it's a very difficult country to travel, and I think it's a great country. It's beautiful. I've been to Nepal, which I think is very difficult.
That's difficult, too?
I think it's worse than India in a lot of ways.
How about Morocco?
Not yet, but I will.
Okay. Well, tell me about that when you get there.
I will.
So what do I want to talk about? Let's talk about this thing you did at UCLA, the tribute to Spalding Gray.
Oh, yes. That was very interesting. That was last week. And, you know, I always was a big fan of his work. And he was the first celebrity I think I ever met.
Uh-huh.
And he was doing the Solo Mio show in San Francisco.
Right.
And he came to the Holy City Zoo to see me. And it was so surreal because I didn't know that you could actually, like, meet famous people. At that point, I hadn't met any. I didn't see any. And
especially at the Holy City Zoo at that point.
Yeah.
What year was that, like in the late 80s?
That was, like, in 1989, I think.
Okay, so you met him, and what do you have to say?
He was very kind. He was very, very complimentary and very nice, and I was so thrilled. And then, you know, I'd always really liked him a lot, and I just thought he was so interesting and so funny. And
mm-hmm.
So his death was quite difficult to really understand, and you know, it's something a little bit like Elliot Smith, you know, somebody that you would you think, oh well, they do talk a lot about sadness and grief, but you never think that it's actually going to take them away.
There's part of you that acknowledges the tragedy, but there's another part of you that goes, yeah, well, I can understand on some level.
Oh, I definitely can understand and relate to it.
So what was the tribute? You guys read stuff that he had written that had not been published? Is that what the angle was?
I think it was about reading things that were from his journals and reading things that, the stories that he actually had told. I wasn't sure. There were a lot of things I hadn't heard before,
mm-hmm.
and then some that I had. So there were interesting things, different things, and it was a great honor. And, you know, it was all put together by his family, and, you know, a lot of the people were friends of his, and so it was a beautiful thing to be a part of, and it was me and John C. Reilly that night, I think, and Roger Guinevere Smith, who's really genius, and just a lot of cool people. I think Miranda July did it the next day.
And Tony Shalhoub, I think, was involved, and Terry Garr.
Yeah, it's like
that's
great.
People. That's great. Are you still married?
Yes, I am.
How's that going? Okay.
Really well.
Okay, good. Well, good for you.
Yes.
All right. So tomorrow night at the El Cid, and are you touring with the comedy at all?
Yes, I am.
Where are you going?
I'm going to be doing like lots of different things. I'm also going to tour with The Sensuous Woman.
Oh,
we're
great.
We're bringing it to Fire Island on July 5th, and we're going to be in New York once a month, and we'll be in San Francisco once a month after.
Oh, that's great. So. Fire Island, that's high season, too, huh?
High season.
That's going to be great. Okay, well, thanks for joining us, Margaret. Great talking to you.
Thank you.
Say goodbye, Jim.
Bye, Tim.
Goodbye, Margaret.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, we will come back here in just a second and do... How come I'm looking at a stack of papers, and I never know exactly where I'm going? Okay, yeah, Paul Waldman from Media Matters will be here, so stay with us. He's not going to be here, he'll be on the phone.